Now, we have a special guest today on the Business Hub. I would like to welcome to Stray FM Studios for the first time, it's your first visit, Simon Kent, who is the director of HIC, soon to become the Harrogate Convention Centre. Welcome, Simon.
Hi, Beth.
Now, tell us, why has you made this change? Where did it come from? Where did this name change come from?
Right, it's something we've been considering for quite a long time, and really it's about reflecting Harrogate in the name of the venue. For some time we've just been known within the industry as HIC, so I guess that only means something to those that are in the know. Mm-hmm. And as our business now is much more diverse than it was a few years ago it might have been specifically about conferences and exhibitions. Now we're attracting all sorts of events, so to attract that new business we need a name that really resonates. Harrogate is a strong part of what we are, and it's really important to reflect that in the name, so that was the catalyst. And I guess Convention Centre just describes more fully what we are. Before we were known as Harrogate International Centre, or HIC, as I say, we became known as. For a lot of people, they weren't clear what... Mm. International Centre of what, I guess, is the question they were really asking. So Convention Centre describes that so much better.
And you're going to try and scrap the abbreviation as well, so it's not becoming HCC.
Yes, and I'm very keen to do that. Yes, there's lots of venues across the country, and I guess what happens is, because they have long names, they become abbreviated. And I think we want to try really hard so that within Harrogate, we're known as the Convention Centre, and outside Harrogate, that we're known as Harrogate Convention Centre.
Okay. Is it going to change at all? So if there's people who live in Yorkshire and often come to events, you do a huge range of events, is that going to change?
No, nothing's going to change in that sense. It's a name change. Behind it, the brand is changing as well. So it's more about reflecting what Harrogate is. The brand that we've created is to position Harrogate as the home of events. We've been hosting events for hundreds of years. Mm. Effectively, we've been looking after visitors since the spa was first discovered in 1571. So we want to reflect that experience in our brand. So to people of Harrogate and within the region, no, they're not going to notice any outward change. I think for the businesses in Harrogate, what they've probably already been noticing is our events are much more diverse than they used to be.
And how important do you think what the Harrogate Convention Centre does? How important is that to Harrogate? How much does it bring in money? Does it bring in visitors?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a huge responsibility for us. We do think it's really important to the town. A lot of money's been invested over a long period of time by the council. That reflects the importance to the council of the venue. I mean, clearly it has a massive impact on the local economy. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to calculate exactly how much money is actually spent in that economy, but based on research we carry out with visitors, we estimate that that basically the spend is around 60 to 65 million. Ooh. And that's actually within the local area. That's not including, say, travel to and from Harrogate, which isn't necessarily money spent in Harrogate. That's actually spent in hotels, restaurants, bars, shops, and at the venue itself.
Excellent. Well, long may it continue. And you're also here to talk to us a little bit about a scheme, Harrogate Ambassadors Scheme. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things going on at the moment. So as well as changing the name, which happened last Saturday, we're also launching an ambassador programme. That's something lots of cities do within the UK to help secure events and raise the profile of the destination, and we're no different. So we're launching that on Thursday with an inaugural event. So the local MP, Andrew Jones, is hosting a meeting and a dinner with 12 of our first ambassadors. So they're people that we've invited who are effectively leaders within their professional fields, and they've all got, you know, they're all based in Harrogate or have a key link to Harrogate. And the job in the ambassador programme is effectively to raise the profile of Harrogate and the convention centre, mm-hmm. Within those respective industries that those people represent, so that we would ask them to be ambassadors. If we were bidding for an event in their sector, we might want them to provide an endorsement in a bid.
Be an example of a sector?
So, we're representing all sorts of sectors. So we've got hospitality represented there, legal profession, sport, entertainment, the arts, healthcare. So we might be bidding for a particular healthcare conference. That might be a European or an international conference or a national conference. So what we'd then do is we'd be in that bidding process with other venues. We'd put a bid proposal together, and as part of that, we'd look for a local ambassador to write a letter of introduction to help bring that event to town, to endorse it. Or they may actually be active in an association whereby they could influence a destination for where their annual event might be.
So we like want to work.
Well, like a reference, yes. Or they might actually be part of an organising committee for an event, and we want to work with them to bring those events to Harrogate.
And are you, if you sort of got those 12 ambassadors and you're set with them now, are you looking for more? Are you, how does that work?
The first 12 are the start. It's the launch of the programme. So what we're looking after Thursday, which is when the event takes place, we're looking to recruit more ambassadors. So we're looking for about 30 over the next year, and then we'll increase gradually after that. But these are the first 12. This is the inaugural event.
Okay. And are you consciously looking for people to come and join? If there's someone who wants to get in touch, should they?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And as I say, what we're trying to do is represent any sector whereby we can actually attract events to Harrogate.
Okay. How should they get in touch with you, Simon?
If they get in touch with me or Brian Dobson, who's our head of sales and events, and get in touch with us at Harrogate Convention Centre.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very excited to start making that myself not say HIC. I'm going to be saying Harrogate Convention Centre to myself many times a day. Simon Kent, thank you very, very much for coming in, and a huge good luck for the upcoming season. Thank you.
Thank you.